From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County is anticipating a $250,000 loss in mortgage tax revenue after a measure authorizing the county to collect those taxes was not renewed by the State Assembly in December. The county's home rule request got caught up in the battle over the authorization of speed cameras in New York City, according to Republican State Senator George Amador. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the county usually receives $1 million in revenue every year from the mortgage tax. Groden said, and I quote, 50 cents for every $1,000 of a mortgage gets turned over to the county, but it is not authorized if the bill is not renewed, end quote. Groden estimated the bill will be renewed about 2 months into the new year, and he projects the county would lose $250,000 as a result. Groden said, and I quote, I reduced the revenue from the mortgage take to $750,000. Republican State Assembly Member Chris Teague said, and I quote, we're working with Greene County to move forward, and I'm hopeful that the bill will come to the floor within the next 2 weeks, so some relief will be forthcoming, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Judge Richard Rivera has been named supervising judge for the new domestic violence courts and mentor courts for the 3rd Judicial District of New York. The district includes Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. Rivera will oversee the operation and expansion of the district's specialized domestic violence courts, working with judges, non-judicial personnel, and justice partners to replicate the United Against Crime Community Action Network court model. The UCAN court was launched in Cohoes City by Judge Andrea Ackerman. It targets offenders ages 16 to 21 who have been charged with nonviolent crimes, incorporating a mentorship component to help at-risk young adults. Rivera was elected to the Albany County Family Court bench in 2014 and designated an acting Supreme Court Justice on January 1, 2019. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Cassidy Vavra is reporting for the Daily News. With 651 days until Election Day 2020, more than 460 candidates have already registered with the Federal Election Commission to run for president, and those numbers are expected to increase. Paul Light, professor of public service at New York University and expert on elections and voter trends, said two-thirds of Americans favor major government reform and think candidates spend too much money. He divided candidates into two key groups, the dismantlers and the rebuilders. Dismantlers, according to Light, want major reform and a smaller government with fewer services. Rebuilders also want major reform, but favor a bigger government. In addition to incumbent Donald Trump, Vavra's key players in the upcoming election include Democratic U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, U.S. Representative John Delaney of Maryland, and former West Virginia State Senator Richard Ojeda. Read the full story in the Daily News. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County officials are currently contemplating the renewal of the county's $460,000 contract with the Columbia Economic Development Corporation. Corporation President and CEO F. Michael Tucker made an appeal to the County Board of Supervisors Economic Development Committee last week, requesting that the annual agreement with the CEDC be approved. Tucker said the CEDC board and staff look forward to continuing their work with the supervisors and county department heads as the county's designated economic development corporation. Among its contributions, CEDC helps county businesses apply for grants, administers a Small Business Administration microloan program, and provides technical assistance to more than 75 startup and existing county businesses. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.